welcome back to Up the Villa podcast. This is our match reaction for Aston Villa 3, Brentford 3. Comment your thoughts in the comment section down below. Smash a like on this episode and subscribe to the channel if you are new. So, how am I feeling? Sort of now I'm not in and around Villa Park. We've done the fan cams, so go and check those out. I'm feeling frustrated. I'm feeling really, really frustrated. And this is what the match reactions are about and the fan cams, your raw emotion. We'll go into more detail of what actually went wrong on the debrief. So from an emotional side of things, I'm frustrated, I'm annoyed, I'm disappointed, and I'm a little bit, I'm looking for a word. I've already used the word annoyed, how I'm feeling. I'm a little bit perplexed with our defending. I think that's what I've come away from this game thinking. And I've seen the goals back. I've seen the three goals. And I just can't understand our defending. Like, why are we not aggressive on set pieces and defending crosses into the box? That is the biggest thing I've took away from this game. And I'm pissed off with that side of things, really. And that's just how I'm feeling. I'm annoyed at the defending because, you know, we're at the business end of the season. It's sort of, we've got to win games. I said every game at Villa Park now is a must-win game. And we've put ourselves in a real good position. We started the first half completely dominant. We were the only team in it. Absolutely cruising. Came out second half, Morgan Rogers, fantastic goal, 2-0 up. The game should be done. It isn't done because, like I said in the fan cam, it's there for us to go on and win that game. If we don't do things correctly, then teams will come back into the game, and that is what happened. But for that period, to have no leader on that pitch when it went even went 1-0, to sort of say, right, lads, like, dig in now. We've got to defend this box like our lives depend on it. First goal was the throw-in. Crap defending on that left-hand side. The next one, we allow that another ball to go in the box. Pau Torres defending like a statue for two of those goals. I've showed you numerous times on this channel about overloads, about players getting in between our defenders, not picking up any players. And that happened for those goals. And that is where I'm pissed off, really, because it's a fine line now between us getting fourth and Spurs getting fourth. And we've got to win games. And for us to be 2-0 up and not win that game is very, very disappointing. So that's where my initial frustration comes from. The grand scheme of things, we come back and got a point, a massive point. We're 3 points above Spurs with them having to play two games. They beat Forest, then they've got a game in hand, and so be it. But I'm very, very annoyed at that defending. Justin, talk to me. How are you feeling?
Yeah, bitterly disappointed. And absolutely, it was a mad game. You know, how do you pick the bones out of that? I think two things really for me. You don't score three times at home and not win. And you can't be 2-0 up. How many, we've seen it two times this season now. We've been 2-0 up in games. We've got to learn how to see these games out. 2-0 is a really, really weird score. It always has been, because next goal is a huge goal and they got it. And we had 9 minutes of just mayhem. It's very hard being a football fan for as long as we have, watching as many games as we have, to even sort of work out what happens in those really mad 10 minutes, because, you know, players that have been phenomenal for us this season just, you know, were terrible, you know, really poor. Embarrassing, you know, it was embarrassing defending. I mean, the first goal, the lads, you know, it hit his standing leg and gone in. And then it's two really average balls across that aren't defended, and they've totally took advantage of it, and it's not good enough. You know, there's a reason why we're not higher than we are. We've done unbelievably well to be in fourth position. But if you look at the three teams that are battling out for the title, and this isn't really having a go at Villa because we are punching well above our weight where we are at the moment, and I'm over the moon to be where we are. But if you look at the top three sides, they've got a plus 49, plus 42 and a plus 40 goal difference. Our goals against our defensive side of our game is something that has to be improved in the summer because, you know, we've got away with it a little bit this year because we're scoring goals. You know, we scored three today and got a point. But you can't be scoring three goals at home getting a point. You just can't. Our defending has to improve. But very strangely, and it just sums up how strange the game was. The first half, I thought we defended really, really well. I put out at half-time, I thought Carlos had a really, really good game. You know, his defending was outstanding. And we throw it all away with a really daft 10-minute spell. So, I'm like you. You know, it was a game that I'd earmarked to get 3 points out of, and it just shows how difficult the Premier League is, that you can't take anything for granted. And if you do switch off for any period of time and you defend poorly, you're going to get done, and that's what's happened today. So we've put a little bit of a dampener on things, but we've got six games to go. And at the start of the season, if you said with six games to go, we're in fourth place, you'd have said, that'll do for me, you know, regardless of results, you know, these really weird results that we've seen today. Positives for me, I thought Rodgers had a really good first half, took his goal supremely well, and he's grown in confidence.
Great turn.
Brilliant goal. You know, proper good goal. You know, he showed really good ability to turn inside, and he took it really early with his left foot, and he absolutely buried it. The keeper's just like a statue, can't do anything about it. And obviously the other massive plot is Ollie Watkins, you know, 18 goals this season. He's one behind Haaland now for the Premier League Golden Boot. It is. And that'll be overlooked a little bit because of the result, but 18 goals in a season. He's on course for 20 league goals, which is ridiculous. It is phenomenal, honestly. But six games to go. For me, it's still a shootout with us and Spurs for fourth and fifth. I'm still very hopeful that fifth will be Champions League as well. I think the Arsenal buying game is a huge game for that, for the coefficient. And we've got lots to be positive about. You know, don't let this ruin your weekend. Don't let this ruin your family time, you know, because we are still having a brilliant season. And with all the injuries and suspensions, I think the biggest, oh God, annoying thing was Douglas Luiz's yellow card in the 97th minute. That close for getting through the game, and now he misses two really important games. And I think that really sums up how it's been since Christmas for us. You know, we've lost players pretty regularly. You know, Kamara got injured, is out for the season. Ramsey was backwards, forwards, now he's out for the season. McGinn missing for three games. Now Dougie's missing for two games. Ollie missing for a game. And we've had to manage these problems throughout the whole season, from the first game, from the Mings and the Buendia injuries. So, taking everything into account, taking everything, you know, and thinking about the whole season as a whole, we've had a brilliant season. I don't care about the result today. We've had a brilliant season. We're in a fantastic position. We've got a brilliant game to look forward to in the quarterfinal of the European Trophy on Thursday. And we've still got everything to play for. And I still battle lad to get over the line.
Yeah, I think where I'm at with this game. You can criticise this team. I think sometimes fans get in a bit of a thing where just because we're doing well doesn't mean you can't get annoyed and critique the team. You can, because we all want this team to be better than what it is. You know, even if we get top four, I want next year, I want to be better. Do you know what I mean? So I think from where I am, my willingness and my frustration comes from I want us to be better. So when I look at this game today, you know, I don't want to draw this game 3-3. I want us to win this game. I either want us to see out, or I want to see us go on and get more goals. So that's where my overriding frustration comes from. But like you, I'm not downbeat. I'm not sort of like, oh, top four, Champions League, forget it now. We've blown it. Like, I don't think that we've blown it. I think we've had a blip in a game where we've got a point and we should have gone on and seen it out, but we didn't. And sometimes that's football at times, and Spurs are going to drop more points. we're probably going to pick up one when they drop one, etc. So I think from that side of it, I think fifth will get Champions League anyway. So I think I think we'll get Champions League regardless. I think United are far out of it. But, you know, when we're reviewing a game, like when you're looking at this is the match reaction from the 3-3, that defending has got to improve. You know, I cannot reiterate how much that defending has got to improve. And, you know, you were saying about sort of, you know, sort of what went wrong on etc. And I think it is complacency. I think we were 2-0 up in that second half, and I think we thought the game was done, and it wasn't done. Brentford weren't done. And when Brentford scored that goal, and you can see it from that goal, it's sort of like lethargic defending. It's like, oh, you know, it don't matter if he gets the crossing, we'll head it out and we don't clear it and they end up scoring. And the second one, it's exactly the same. We allow the ball to go in. There's no pressure on the ball and we expect someone to deal with it and nobody deals with it. And then the third one, you know, it's just like, I think sometimes we've just got to either make a tactical substitution that we slightly change the personnel or tweak the system slightly, drop a winger a little bit deeper and sort of have a three in there. Or we just don't get complacent. That's the only thing that I can put that through, because, you know, we were completely dominant in this game. And for whatever reason...
Yeah, sorry, Luke. I think momentum is huge in football. I mean, momentum in a run of fixtures is huge. So you start winning and that momentum rolls. But also I think momentum within a game is very important as well. And when that first one went in, you're never more in danger than after the goal's just gone in. And they scored and we didn't switch on. Mm. We didn't switch on at all. And it's very frustrating to not switch on. But the second goal, for me in particular, was the most disappointing, because the first one is a bit of a melee and it's sort of just pinging around in the box and the lad has a swing and it hits his foot and goes in. And all right, I'm sure if you could pick it apart and say we could have defended it a lot better, there's probably two or three chances we could clear it. But just after we've conceded, there's a long looping ball into the box, and we've got two central defenders. One who are classed as a go and win the ball header, Carlos, and Pau Torres isn't no slouch in the air, and it's allowed to drop onto his right foot, and there's plenty of time there for any defender worth his salt to go and win that ball in the air. And I can't understand for the life of me how it's been allowed to just drop in the box like that. 6-7 yards out, go and win the header, clear everything out. I think there's even maybe, I'll have to look at it again, but there's even maybe an argument where Martinez could have come and took it out of the air because it's come from that high. But this is football, isn't it? That's what makes it so pissing annoying, because, you know, it looks so easy to just clear it and do these jobs, and it just didn't happen. And they got that real boost of energy from the first. And I think after we scored the second, we did switch off a little bit. You know, it's mad, really, and it's really frustrating. And coming off the back of what is an amazing season, these, you know, we honestly, after what happened in the week with the Man United and Chelsea game, you know, you think, great, you know, that's kept them at arm's length. Not that I massively think the Man United are a problem. I don't, you know, I think a lot of results have got to go, you know, against us and for them, to be brought back into the argument. But it was a real opportunity today to put real distance between us and a bit of pressure on Spurs again. And, you know, there's nothing stopping Spurs from throwing in their Spursy result either, isn't there? I did it a few weeks ago at Fulham when we thought, oh, you know, we've buggered this here. They're going to go and beat Fulham and take us. And they lost comfortably. So there's nothing wrong with you know, anything like that happening. But I think we've got to not be too peed off about it, honestly. No. I do, really. I think we've got to... Appreciate the season we've had. Appreciate we've had horrific problems all season. We've not really you know, the manager hasn't made any excuses. But the defending side of it has to be sorted without question in the summer. Yeah. And I think he's made a few comments tonight that he I think what he said Emery on Brentford's left side. It was my mistake. I have to correct it because Reguilon crosses three times for three goals and I have to correct it. And I think he said where the players took their foot off the gas. I can't be in their mind. We were in control of the game and thinking the match was for us. Some players haven't played in Europe before, have played in the top seven. This is an experience they have to get. So, you know, he said he'll look at it. I'm going to watch it again one, two, three, four times. And I've no doubt he'll pick this game apart over the next two, 3 days and he'll come up with ideas and things because they're always learning, aren't they? And it's an ongoing process. So I am annoyed, but I'm trying to look at the bigger picture. We're in a fantastic position with not many games to go. So I'm going to remain positive that we can get ourselves over the line.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we'll end on positives because there are positives. You know, we are got a striker, like you say, Ollie Watkins now on 18 goals. Absolutely massive. I know I said Ollie Watkins will get 20 goals this season. So he's only got to get two more. So up the Ollie Watkins. Morgan Rogers, fantastic goal, getting better and better and better every time he plays. There was one moment in the first half where he came back and recovered and tackled, and I was like, yes, that is what we need to see. So that pleasing side of Morgan Rogers, absolutely loved it. And then the other side of it, 3-2 down, we don't lose. We didn't lose. We kept going and we managed to get the point. You know, say what you like about us throwing the two goals away, but we didn't cave in. We kept going and we didn't lose. So we still got a point. We are 12 points clear of Man United, 13 on goal difference. They play Liverpool. If it stays at 13, fifth is pretty much nailed on for me if it stays at around 12, 13. After this weekend. And yeah, I mean, Spurs have got to try and capitalise and see what they can do. And it'll go right to the wire, this will. So, you know, I remember last season when we'd lost to Wolves and I came on here and I was like, that's it, it's done, I'm fuming, Europe's over. And it wasn't over because we still got it. So I think, yeah, I'm more annoyed at the defending. I think that's what I'm annoyed about. I'm not even annoyed that we were 2-0 up and we were 3-2 down. Like, I'm not even annoyed. I'm annoyed about how we defended. So that is the biggest frustration for me. So, yeah, we'll have a tactical debrief that will come out tomorrow. I'll go in-depth on those goals. I'll take a real good look at it and we'll have all of our usual other bits. But do you want to add anything before we go?
No, I'd echo what you're saying, really. You know, at the start of the season, I think our wildest dreams was Champions League qualification. You know, I think, you know, we qualified for the lowest ranked tournament. And I think if we'd have got maybe the Europa League this year, we'd have been over the moon. But the fact we've put ourselves in pole position now, absolutely pole position for Champions League. And the only way we don't get it, really, is if Man United suddenly go on a run. And like you say, we're 12 points clear. They've got 8 games left. And they've got a, you know, their maximum points they can pick up is what, 24 points, and we're already half of them points ahead of them. That's if we pick up no more points, and I can't see us not picking up at least 2-3 more wins to the end of the season. So they're going to have to practically win every single game, I think, to take us. So I think Champions League football next season, if we finish in fourth or fifth, it's irrelevant if both places are Champions League and we win the Europa Conference. That's just going to be unbelievable, isn't it?
Someone at your front door.
Somebody's at the mother-in-law's front door.
I have got to say one more thing. Andy, you gave me the card to say thank you for everything that we do on this podcast. Highly appreciate what you've wrote in there, mate. Really, really nice. So cheers for that, mate. So Villa fans, just keep the faith. It's not all doom and gloom. So it's far from it, actually. But yeah, so we'll have tactical debrief out tomorrow. Up the Villa.
Keep smiling. Have a good weekend. Up